This is today's Garden Bite, brought to you by Creekside Soils. So often folks find a tree they like and then everyone plants it and then that's all you see. And then they get taken out by disease and our boulevards are naked. Planting diverse species is the best way to protect them all. Last week, I talked about my favorite arborist, Faith Applequist of Tree Quality, who warns against some types of trees. Today is take two. One specific is Japanese tree lilacs. She calls them a one-season wonder and calls the blooms malodorous. Her laundry list of negatives includes poor fall color, borers, leaf blights, wilts, and powdery mildew. The flower heads produce copious amounts of seeds that create baby lilacs everywhere. Her suggestion? Plant showy mountain ash. I have pictures on gardenbite.com. Most folks, I hope, know not to plant black walnut anywhere near where you'd like to grow something else. This tree's roots produce a toxic juglone that will kill nearly every other plant you attempt to grow within its roots area. And the darn thing will grow 75 to 100 feet tall. Then there's all those nuts and squirrels. Plant coffee tree instead, formerly Kentucky coffee tree. Colorado blue spruce should be left in Colorado. Faith says the beautiful blue-green foliage just won't last here. And if you take a drive around neighborhoods, you'll see how many have lost all the needles on the bottom branches. They're then cut off and the tree just continues to defoliate. Intolerant to shade, wet soils, heat, pollution, or high humidity. Plant Serbian spruce instead. Find all this information on my website. Gardeners know that the key to a healthy garden is to start with a healthy foundation, and that means great soil. That's why I use Creekside Soils everywhere I plant, even on my lawn. Go to creeksidesoils.com to find your local retailer, and remember, gardeners who know use Creekside. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.